Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned.
To share with you my favorite way of working with big topics when they come alive for me. Let's say I want to work on shame around my sexuality or feeling worthy around starting a business or trying something new. As soon as I know what that topic is, I like to work from two angles on that topic. One is the big angle, which is making it a priority, making it a focus, investing my time and my energy in working on that topic. So meaning I say, for example, the next 2 months, I focus on feeling worthy in this, or in the next 2 months, I focus on, releasing shame around my sexuality. Of course, things sometimes take longer than just 2 months, but I like to set in my brain for my conscious mind a time frame that doesn't feel like too much, but it feels like, yes, I can do this, I want to do this, and I want to focus on this topic for this time. So I set a time frame and I make it a priority for myself. I write it down. I am in agreement with making that priority, and I make sure that all parts of me, my subconscious, my mind, my body, are in agreement of making that a priority. And the way to observe if all parts of you are in agreement or not is to, for example, through a meditation, through a deeper somatic process, or when you start working on it, you will see which parts of you are maybe feeling in resentment around that topic, or where there's old emotions and blocks around that topic. So make it a priority and then really do the work around it. So one of my favorite things is meditations, Kundalini breath work and Kundalini energy work, and the somatic healing work. So really getting into the body, observing where are the blocks, what are the patterns that I act out because I don't feel worthy, or because I feel shame around this, or because no. So really observing where is the shame, where is the uncomfortable sensation in my body, where is it coming from, and the patterns as well. What are the patterns? And when you're going about your life, really observing in conversations with friends, with strangers, with the way you express yourself, how there's subtle hints at not feeling comfortable with that topic. Sometimes when you have a big block around sexuality or a big block around money, you might see money as a bad thing. You might see sex as a bad thing. So the way you talk about topics just casually with friends oftentimes can also reveal to you how you really feel about it. And really making big ceremonies and big practices out of it, attending workshops or retreats or courses that focus on that topic with a person that you trust, and in those big workshops or in those big ceremonies, really giving it your all, allowing yourself to really surrender and open up and receive the big wisdom that is meant to be received here, to really release the big things that you feel like are holding you back. And of course, it is scary of releasing those old patterns and those old parts of you. But when you are in agreement of working on this big thing for the next 2 months, it feels easier to let a big part of your identity go and do this identity work around rewriting your identity, rewriting the way you are in relation to those different things. For me personally, that means doing one big ceremony every day or every second or third day, really making sure that I am continuously going deeper into it, right? If you have a big worth around unworthiness, but you don't do any conscious work around it except for once a month you attend a workshop or once a month you do a big ceremonies, of course you will keep moving forward. But if for the rest of the month you're not putting any conscious effort into changing your relationship with it, it will feel like you're very slowly moving forward. And yes, big trauma takes time, big patterns take time to rewrite. And I personally, in my life and with my clients, have seen that things can move quite fast and your relationship to those topics can change quite fast when you really allow yourself to go fully into it and feel safe in doing that. That's where you feeling safe in your body is really important, or you working with someone who you feel safe with is really important. The second part is maybe a smaller part, but still adds a lot to this transformational process, and that is doing small little practices throughout the day. So for example, there's lots of somatic healing practices that you see online on Instagram Reels where people are showing different practices, for example, touching your forehead or breathing into your heart. Those are simple practical practices that you can implement quite easily in your day-to-day when you're at the office, when you're walking around, when you are simply observing, like, okay, I'm feeling some anxiety here, or I'm feeling some shame here, and then you can implement those practices quite easily into your daily life. So that is also very important, because adjusting your energetic and your energetic state and the way you're somatically feeling right now in your day-to-day life does add up to how you feel overall and how you relate to those topics overall, right? So those small little practices that you can implement quite easily are also really important. So making it a priority, devoting to it with big ceremonies, with workshops, with retreats, with courses, things that really guide you to dive all into it. And then also doing those small practices and micro shifts in your mindset and the way you're thinking and relating to the topic and how you're feeling in your body throughout the day, so that together can create the transformation and the change that you want.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.